So I'm here with Davo after a 3-1 home win in the Russell Coates Cup against Whitchurch. Davo, maybe a rare night tonight because you haven't ended up taking something from a game after falling behind. But you know, a win's a win in the Cup. Not probably one of your best performances, but you must be pleased nevertheless.
Yeah, I mean, there was two objectives tonight. One, to get through, and that's the most important thing. And two, to play well. We got one of them, which was get through. I didn't think we played well. There was one or two very good performances. And a lot of, well, some average and some real poor, I thought. But, yeah, got through. Happy days. Moving into the next round. Keeps a nice little run going. Two wins in a row. And roll on Saturday now.
Yeah, you started really well tonight. Obviously, inside sort of 3.5-4 minutes and you've taken a lead. Excellent corner from Taylor. And that man, Pat Cox, again rises at the back post and nods in. And from that point on, you must have been thinking, or you must have been hoping, certainly, that it was sort of cruise control and you could almost coast your way through the game.
Yeah, I did. I thought that, it was a good start. Good ball in, good header. You know, we probably needed to hold on to that lead for a few more minutes than we did. They've gone with their first attack down the other end. We've given a free kick away, and the lad bent a decent free kick in to equalise. And from that point on, really, it was we were all over them. Really, I don't think we carved out many chances. Our final ball was poor. Too many times, wrong decisions with our crossing, whether it's first time, cross, you know, curled in, take a touch, first time, you know, every single decision on every cross was the wrong one. You know, we had all of the game. I thought that we had lots of pressure and opportunities to, you know, to kill the game off and you know, get 2-3-4-1 up, but we didn't, and we ended up, you know, 1-1 at half time. And in a game we've had lots of play in to be 1-1, and we hadn't really carved out that many chances, so it was disappointing, really.
Yeah, first half, I mean, I know you've said obviously possession-wise, but first half, without being rude, really felt like a game of attack versus defence, to be perfectly honest. I don't think they troubled Pricey in any way in the first half, other than that free kick. And it just looked as though it was a matter of time before you scored. Admittedly, as you say, you didn't create an awful lot of chances. But then second half, and obviously you've ended up winning the game 3-1. And yet I would probably say the second half was probably the poorer of the two halves, actually. But two relatively scrappy goals, really. And as I say, you've come away with a 3-1 win.
Yeah, it got progressively worse as the night wore on. We also brought on, we made a lot of changes tonight. We made 7 changes, gave lads an opportunity. And the only one who really took the opportunity was Archie, in my opinion, who hasn't been playing. I thought he was excellent, but you know, the rest of the performance from players was poor. And you know, the subs we brought on who had been playing, I thought the game got worse. So. Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, it is a difficult thing. I've played in these sort of games where you are so much the better side, but passes go astray, you get the odd bobble here, their tackles are flying in a little bit. Yeah, and I'm nothing bad from them, but you know, they're desperately trying to sort of stay in the game, and we just didn't stamp our authority on it. We didn't get the ball down, we didn't play it, we didn't show any purpose of our game, and that disappoints me, because like I said, you know, there was a lot of people with an opportunity to try and force their way in, albeit it's not a closed shop, the team, but you know, the lads that I've been playing have been doing ever so well. So you know, the backup players, so to speak, today who featured didn't really do the business. You know, we got the two goals that we needed. The first one was possibly a bit fortuitous, with you know, there was about 4 or 5 ricochets. It looked like Coxie possibly had handballed it. They were up in arms about it, but you know, we got to play to the whistle, I suppose, and Coxie finished it off 2-1. And then we got a third with Simba was in, and he had a fairly open goal, and he's hit the bar, and it's dropped to Danilo, who's put the ball away, and we've gone away 3-1. We've had several other chances. We hit the bar, we hit posts. Yeah, they tired, obviously, but we started creating things, but our football was poor. So, all in all, result good, performance bad, as I said.
Yeah, and I know you well enough now to know that the performance won't please you, but I suppose it's the classic old cliche that, you know, it's a cup game and you do whatever you can to win the game and get through. So on that side, you must be pleased with the performance in terms of getting through. I just wondered on your thoughts on Whitchurch. Obviously, they had a decent side out, but they didn't have any substitutes at all. You know, that's always a struggle when you go to a game and you've got that, and they've been doing well in their league as well.
Yeah, they've got you know, a few good players over there, and I like Carl. He's a good guy, and he's done a good job there over the years. You know, we've took a couple of their players off him over the years, so you know he does a good job there. And I know they had one or two missing today, but you know, good luck to them. You know, we've struggled against them over the years, particularly when we play there. It's always difficult when we go there. But you know, we've done a good job on them today. But good luck to them for the rest of the season, and I wish them well.
Yeah, and attention's now for you turn to Bedford away on Saturday. Another tough game. They're all tough, I suppose, but another tough away trip. Quite one of your furthest away games as well. But on a great run of form at the moment. I think sixth, I think I saw in the form table. So you know, you must be going there full of confidence and expecting to get something out of the game.
Yeah, we will. You know, every time you go away, you know, you sort of would take a point, and it's an old cliche, but I said to the other dads the other day, you start with a point, and take, you know, if we have to take that home, we'll be relatively happy. But can we build on that? Can we build on that point and see where that takes us? We've been good away from home. I think our away record is very good. We've got bags of pace, and that always helps when you're away from home. And we, you know, we're resolute, and we try and create, and we score goals. Let's just hope we can get things right at the back, and then if we have got it right at the back, we've got it right at the front, because it seems to be either or at the moment. But yeah, we look forward to it. Bedford are a big club. They've got, you know, it's a good facility up there, and we'll look forward to the game.
Yeah, you say about goals, obviously Pat's weighed in with another two tonight, and he'll be pleased with himself, and that isn't something that you've struggled with of late, scoring goals. So as you say, you'll be hoping to put it all together defensively, clean sheet and score goals and come away with 3 points.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Coxie, you know, he loves scoring goals, and that's a great trait to have. So good he got another two tonight. That 23 he's got now, which is a remarkable achievement. But yeah, it's not just about him. I mean, he puts the ball away, but there was some good. There's always lots of good deliveries and good things for him to thrive on, and that's why he's enjoying his football with us, I think.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck in the next round, and best of luck on Saturday.
Cheers.